with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Bob, one of our favorite holidays, I think it is probably your wife's favorite holiday, is coming up next week, and that is St. Patty's Day. And the Grilling Guys have had a tradition for many years that we have our next guest in the studio.
So. That's right. And I'd have to say that I met this guy's kid before I met him because he used to work close to me.
Everybody screens you a little bit, Bob.
Yeah. and then he told me who his dad was, and I think we called the thing Pete Brown's office at one point in time. But anyway, it's Billy Quinn from Quinn and Dewey's.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So a lot of people call it Toots because Rick's name is Tuie, and it's T-U-I-T-E-S, I believe.
Yeah, actually, you know, the Irish pronunciation would be Chute. Like
Chute.
Yeah, Quinn and Chute.
Like I chute that gum.
Right. You know, it's similar to that, yeah. but to anglicize.
Walk off without your phone?
Oh, yeah. Anglicized Tui because you answer the phone and you say Chute and they say what? So it's just easier to say Quinn and Tui's.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
So that's how the term Chute Your Horn came?
Right.
Yeah. Chute.
So, Billy, you join us every year. Thanks again for making time. I know this is a busy, busy time of year for you with St. Paddy's Day is what, actually Tuesday?
Yep.
Here we are on Saturday, and I know your place opens up early because this celebration isn't about a day. It's about a few days, right?
Actually, it is. We actually started last Saturday, just to let you know for future reference. The first Saturday of March every year is my actual favorite day of the year, more so than St. Patrick's Day, and is our Irish Family Day.
Okay.
So at our pub, we have families with all the kids. We let them run wild, do what they want. We have Irish dancers and musicians. We let the kids color, and we have a fundraiser for Kids Food Basket.
Oh, nice.
Where we take in food and donations. We set up a hot dog bar for the kids, green Kool-Aid. It's my favorite day of the year.
Well, really. I can see why.
Well, my kids have always run wild there.
Well, that's what
but
it's all about.
In their 20s.
Yeah, so did mine.
Yeah. Well, so you brought us in a little nip. It's traditional for us. And of course, on St. Patrick's Day, when I see you down there, you and I always have a shot, to be sure. And it's been something different every year. But tell us what you got here.
Well, today I brought in an old traditional Tullamore Dew. I don't think we ever did that here in the studio. So
right.
I thought we'd go back to a little tradition and we do. I have to tell you this, so you'll be amazed, Bob. We now have in stock in my bar over 80 Irish whiskeys.
Wow!
Wow!
I didn't know there were that many.
Yeah.
And so you travel to Ireland on a regular basis, and now are those all? I mean, do you have to import those in, or are there local distributors, or how do? I mean, I don't want to.
No, that's okay.
Get you in trouble. But.
No,
the ones in the bar through a distributor.
Yeah. Not my bar at home, but the bar itself, you have to buy it through the state of Michigan.
Yeah, sure.
And anytime there's a new one out, we do get it. And by far, we have the largest selection anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know there were 80 Irish whiskeys. Yeah.
Nope.
So anyway, Quinn and Tui's, it's on Plainfield Avenue in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's on the northeast end of town. Get there early if you want to go, but you're going to see so many Irish bands that you'll fall asleep before probably you get through them all.
Only if you drink a lot.
Right.
And that could happen.
Yeah.
But there's usually a little cover charge. You have, like, corned beef and cabbage there to keep people fed, and usually gravy, and then there's always all kinds of pies and stuff.
Yeah, he gives you desserts, too, just to keep you straight.
Yeah, that's right. And so tell us what bands you have coming in this year.
Okay, actually on Saturday, which is parade day.
Today.
Yes. Yep. We have, starting at 1 o'clock after the parade, we have Conklin Cayley Band, which is kind of like, it's been our house band for 25 years.
Right.
And they're going to play, and then we're going to have Brendan Lowry from Donegal, Ireland. He's going to play a 1 hour set in the afternoon.
Now he's been there before.
Yeah, yeah. I have to be honest with you. I got to be careful what I say about favorites, but right. he is one Definitely. Of my favorites. He is a true Irish rebel. Grew up in the Troubles in Ireland. He's the only person that I'll get on stage and explain to the crowd that non-apologetically he can say and sing what he wants. If you're offended by it, I apologize. But he's a true Irishman. He has that right. That's the way I feel about it. So.
Well, and you know what? You're in an adult environment in your bar. I mean, other than Family Day that you described. I mean, this is a drinking establishment. It's an Irish pub, right?
Yeah, and he sings about the Troubles and, you know, all rebel music. I mean, that's his thing. He will not sing. I hope they're not a sponsor of yours, but he will not sing in any Fado Irish pub in the world.
Right.
They're imitation.
Fado?
Yeah, Fado. They have them in Chicago. They have them all over. And they
Never
don't
heard of them.
They don't allow him to sing Irish rebel music.
Mm. Sure.
And to me, how can you
that's
tell an Irishman not to do it? Yeah.
Yep. So who else you got there then?
Okay, and then he's going to play for an hour during the day. And then there's a really good young fellow called Colin Tobin, a solo artist that's going to play. And then after him, another, we're keeping in the Colin tradition. We're going to go with a fellow named Colin Cooper.
And then Colin Quinn. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It is the weekend, and we are getting ready for St. Paddy's Day. You might be going down today, but you can go to Quinn and Tui's today. Or you can head down, of course, any of the next couple of days. But Tuesday, you can go down there, and if you want to be DD and take my bride home, you can do that and save me a trip. Because I can't be there Tuesday, but Billy Quinn's in studio.
I will watch out for her, believe me.
I know you will. She'll have a slew of girls with her anyway. So Billy Quinn from Quinn and Tui's, you've been a good friend for years. And give our regards to Rick.
Yeah.
What else can we talk about? You brought in some toll.
Well, we didn't cover the bands on St. Paddy's Day itself. Those were Saturday bands.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Tuesday,
And Saturday, too, to finish out, just so you know that Brendan Lowry will finish from 9 at night till closing.
Okay.
So that's
tonight.
Yes.
Okay.
So you can let your hair down and get into all the rebel music. And then coming up on Tuesday, we will have also the Conklin Kelly Band, the Two Collins, and a band called the Barley Saints. They're
I like that name.
Yeah, they're kind of like a Irish rock band.
Nice.
Celtic rock.
Yeah. What time will they be
Every
on?
Upbeat. They'll play probably from 8:30 till closing.
Okay.
On Tuesday. Night.
Just in time for me to catch them.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, let's do a little a toast. As they say, Tui's and St. Patrick's Day.
As they say in Ireland, sláinte.
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 I think they say that in Scotland, too.
Super smooth.
Wow, I haven't had Tullamore Dew for a while. It's really good.
Tell me again, this Tullamore Dew, this is one of your private bottles. How old is that? I mean, that's smooth as a baby's butt, man.
Actually, we do carry this at the bar. It's Bob and I were talking. They used to come in Crocs, and they still do. I guess they brought them back. But this is kind of a old traditional Irish whiskey. And I'm going to tell you, I haven't had it in a while. I used to drink this a lot.
I forgot how good it was.
I forgot. It is fabulous.
It's so smooth.
It's really smooth. I might be back on this for a couple of days.
Zero bite. Yeah.
Like I said, my brother-in-law turned me on to this 20 years ago or so, and it was really expensive at the time. I think the jug was like $54.
Yeah, the ceramic jug.
Yeah, and there's still not much more than that. They grew, and but you just the jug is really cool because you can put your finger in the ring and just take a little snort. But
for those that drink out of the bottle, Bob, that helps you.
It happens.
Yeah.
But I wasn't a whiskey fan at the time so much, not at least straight. And it was so good that I.
Billy, one last question: Where can anybody find you if they want to join you over the next few days?
Quinn and Tui's Irish Pub. It's 1535 Plainfield Northeast. Is in the Creston Business District. And we'll be open Saturday from 10 till 2. That's today.
Right.
Sunday.
And then Sunday we open at noon. But Tuesday, the high holy day, will be 7 a.m. till Bob comes and picks his wife up.
Yeah. Well, there you are. Billy, always a pleasure to have you in the studio with us. Thanks for making time. We'll come down and raise a glass with you on Tuesday and any other day that we get an opportunity.
Yeah, do that.
To
we'll
do it.
We'll go through some of the 80 different whiskeys.
Right. Exactly. All
okay.
Right. All right.
Thanks for having me, folks.
You bet. Thanks for coming in. Coming up next, Barbecue Bob was on a little work junket and ran across a little barbecue place that a husband and wife have opened over in Ithaca, Michigan. And we're going to talk to them because they got some cool stuff going on. Stick with us. We'll be back.